AAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
Valei-me, deixa, é o fim do nosso amor. Perdoa, por favor, eu sei que o erro aconteceu, mas não sei o que fez tudo mudar de vez. Onde foi que eu errei? Eu só sei que amei, que amei, que amei, que amei. Será talvez que minha ilusão foi dar meu coração com toda a força pra essa moça me fazer feliz. E o destino não quis me ver como raiz de uma flor de lis. E foi assim que eu vi nosso amor na poeira, poeira, morto na beleza fria de Maria. E o meu jardim da vida essa como eu, de pé que brotou Maria, de margarida nasceu. E o meu jardim da vida essa como eu, de pé que brotou Maria, de margarida nasceu.
Please let me be.
Just
UK collective Coco Roco and Just Can't Wait from their brand new album, Tough Times Never Last. That's coming on July 11th. The seven-piece was co-founded by trumpeter and composer Sheila Maurice Gray and percussionist Onome Edgeworth in 2014. They specialize in a mix of jazz, funk, neo-soul, and West African high life. So if you like the sound of that, keep a lookout for their new album, again, out at the end of this week. We also heard a new track from Erykah Badu and The Alchemist on the heels of their announcement of a co-headlining tour happening next month. We heard the track Next to You, and we think that this is off their yet-to-be-released album, which is rumored to be titled Abby and Alan, just like the tour. And although not much is known about the new album, it will be Erykah Badu's first since 2010's New America Part 2, Return of the Ankh, not including the 2015 mixtape, But You Can't Use My Phone. Welcome to She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always. And this week, we've got Alex Sauser-Monig, a.k.a. Daughter of Swords, in the Shiro Spotlight, talking about their new album, Alex. That conversation coming up in the second part of the show, so I hope that you'll stick around for that. Right now, getting to a new one by Shiro's alums, Big Thief, as we wish Adrienne Lanker a very happy birthday on Wednesday, July 9th. The new album is Double Infinity. It's coming on September 5th. From it, this is Incomprehensible. Sarah McLachlan is back. Her first album in over a decade is Better Broken, which arrives on September 19th. We heard the title track, and also wishing Adrienne Lenker of Big Thief the happiest of birthdays on Wednesday, July 9th. Their new song is Incomprehensible, and again, Double Infinity is coming out in early September. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere. Our featured interview with Daughter of Swords is coming up after the break. Stay with us. Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
Mm-hmm.
Falei, me deixa, é o fim do nosso amor. Perdoa, por favor, eu sei que o erro aconteceu, mas não sei o que fez tudo mudar de vez. Onde foi que eu errei? Eu só sei que amei, que amei, que amei, que amei. Será talvez que minha ilusão foi dar o meu coração com toda a força pra essa moça me fazer feliz. E o destino não quis me ver como raiz de uma flor de lis. E foi assim que eu vi nosso amor na poeira, poeira, morto na beleza fria de Maria. E o meu jardim da vida é seco como eu, do pé que brotou Maria, de Margarida nasceu. E o meu jardim da vida é seco como eu, do pé que brotou Maria, de Margarida nasceu.
Na
UK collective Coco Roco and Just Can't Wait from their brand new album, Tough Times Never Last. That's coming on July 11th. The seven-piece was co-founded by trumpeter and composer Sheila Maurice Gray and percussionist Onome Edgeworth in 2014. They specialize in a mix of jazz, funk, neo-soul, and West African high life. So if you like the sound of that, keep a lookout for their new album, again, out at the end of this week. We also heard a new track from Erykah Badu and The Alchemist on the heels of their announcement of a co-headlining tour happening next month. We heard the track Next to You, and we think that this is off their yet-to-be-released album, which is rumored to be titled Abby and Alan, just like the tour. And although not much is known about the new album, it will be Erykah Badu's first since 2010's New America Part 2, Return of the Ankh, not including the 2015 mixtape, But You Can't Use My Phone. Welcome to She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always. And this week, we've got Alex Sauser-Monig, a.k.a. Daughter of Swords, in the Shiro Spotlight, talking about their new album, Alex. That conversation coming up in the second part of the show, so I hope that you'll stick around for that. Right now, getting to a new one by Shiro's alums, Big Thief, as we wish Adrienne Lanker a very happy birthday on Wednesday, July 9th. The new album is Double Infinity. It's coming on September 5th. From it, this is Incomprehensible.
I catch my breath, maybe if I wait a little, I remember how it hurts and stop for a fall. I'd forget to come apart and catch myself and hold on tightly. Let memory wash over me, forgive but don't forget. See, you come back to me begging, why'd you leave? Tell me why. How could you let this go? Let it be all it is, small and still a memory like a stone. A jagged edge made smooth by time. Come, the venom stings, swirling vision, soft and perfect. They blur all the edges till everything's fine. So I'll pretend I didn't cry. You pretend that you're my savior. We both remember what we want to get us through the night. So don't come back to me begging, why'd you leave? Tell me why. How could you let this go? Let it be all it is, small and still a memory like a stone. A jagged edge made smooth by time.
Sarah McLachlan is back. Her first album in over a decade is Better Broken, which arrives on September 19th. We heard the title track, and also wishing Adrienne Lenker of Big Thief the happiest of birthdays on Wednesday, July 9th. Their new song is Incomprehensible, and again, Double Infinity is coming out in early September. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere. Our featured interview with Daughter of Swords is coming up after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Shiro's Radio on KAXE. I'm Kari Headland. Thanks for tuning in today. We receive support from the Bush Foundation, investing in great ideas and the people who power them, introducing the 2025 Bush Fellows, leaders working to make the region better for everyone. More information is online at bushfoundation.org. And we want to thank the 19th Annual Lake Bemidji Dragon Boat Festival for their support of programming. A summer tradition on the shores of Lake Bemidji, July 30th through August 2nd. The team registration deadline is July 15th. More information available at BemidjiDragonBoat.com. If you are interested in checking out any activities going on this weekend for the holiday weekend, the KAXE News team did a roundup of all of the fireworks and parades that are continuing through tomorrow. Go to KAXE.org to find that information. Here is more from Shiro's Radio. You can hear it Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 3.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. We talk a lot these days about the sad state of the music industry, but if you know where to look, there are some pockets of hope. For me, one of those pockets can be found in the Triangle region of North Carolina, and specifically Durham and Chapel Hill, where a family tree of musicians and producers have been creating not only amazing work with lots of cross-pollination, but also some radically visionary ways of charting an independent path in an increasingly unstable, unsustainable late-stage capitalist world and industry. I want to take you back to the moment that I first laid eyes and ears on a couple of the folks who are at the center of the scene that I'm setting. It was the fall of 2011, and I was sitting in the audience of BAM in Brooklyn, spellbound by Feist, who is touring in support of her new album, Metals. The goosebumps were constant, and many of them were due to the spine-tingling harmonies of a trio of singers on the stage with her. I had to know more, and I soon learned that these were not just hired backup singers, but a band called Mountain Man that had formed at Bennington College in Vermont in the late aughts by three friends, Amelia Meath, Molly Sarlay, and Alex Sauser-Monick. At the time, they only had one album, Made the Harbor, which was released in 2010. A couple years after that tour with Feist, Mountain Man member Amelia Meath and musician and producer Nick Sanborn formed Sylvan Esso. And in 2018, at long last, Mountain Man put out their critically hailed second album, Magic Ship. And in 2019, the very first solo albums came from the other two members of Mountain Man, including the gorgeous solo debut of Alex Sauser-Monick under the moniker of Daughter of Swords. It's called Dawnbreaker. And it didn't stray far from their Mountain Man roots. It was quiet, acoustic, and they collaborated with both of their Mountain Man bandmates, as well as Nick Sanborn. A couple years later, in 2022, Alex and Amelia released their debut album as the A's, called Fruit, on Nick and Amelia's independent label, Psychic Hotline, recorded at their recording studio called Betty's. Fast forward to 2025, Alex Sauser-Monick has just released their second album as Daughter of Swords, called Alex. And once again, it's a chosen family affair, co-produced by Nick and Amelia. And I am so happy to welcome Alex Sauser-Monick to the Shiro Spotlight. Alex Sauser-Monick, welcome to Shiro's.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so thrilled to have you. This feels very long overdue, but at long last, I have you here. I'm so glad that you decided to come back and do another Daughter of Swords record. Let's talk about the Sonics and how that's evolved since Dawnbreaker.
Yeah, for sure. So Alex is like way more electric guitar and beat forward. And I had kind of gathered this collection of songs over COVID. So Nick Sanborn and Amelia Meath of Sylvan Esso co-produced the record with me. And my initial conversations with Nick, one of the rules we wanted to sort of embark on recording the songs with was instead of acoustic guitar, what takes the place of the like sonic root of the song? Because all of Dawnbreaker is acoustic guitar centric. And there is acoustic on the record, but it's just not front and center. And it felt like pretty limiting to me. And I wanted to see what would happen if that was subtracted from the equation. And it just opened up so much room to pull from different sonic references and to sort of build up a library of instruments and sounds that felt like they belonged in the world of the collection of the songs.
Yeah. So what was, if there is even a song that you can point to in the collection that may have been like the key that turned the lock? Like, is there anything in here that we can listen to a sample of?
Yeah, Alone Together was the first song that we recorded for the record. Mm-hmm. And it really sort of felt like it was like a signpost for the rest of the record. Like, it's a pretty heavy hitter and just kind of like bombastic guitars and some very loose vocal takes. Thank you.
called Alone Together, and it kicks off Alex, the new Daughter of Swords album. We have Alex Sauzermanic here with us on Shiro's. So Alone Together, we were talking about going into that song, signpost of sonically how you were going to build the world of Alex, this new album with Nick Sanborn of Sylvanesso. I almost see him as like the hinge or something, like between the acoustic folky world of Mountain Man, where you and your bandmate Amelia Meath and Sylvanesso started, and what happens when you throw out the acoustic and the folk palette and go wide.
Yeah. I mean, he's just such a versatile musician and, you know, is always trying to work in service of a song and not getting bogged down in like ego or attachment or anything like that. It's just like all about following what's fun and like letting that guide you to what feels appropriate and cool.
Talk to us a little bit about thematically what Alex is about.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I wrote a lot of them during COVID and like kind of everybody else in America those years. And still there's so much upheaval and turmoil and like self-examination and unpacking the ways that white America swallows the concept of their privilege at a very young age. And also looking at like how hard